It's Tableau Tarot today. It's an opening because you people wanted one. It's subject to change because this is an opening for Tableau Tarot today.
Welcome back to Tableau Tarot. I'm Ruben.
Tuesday.
And today we are covering the Johnny Depp trial transcripts for day 1 through 3.
You haven't quite finished up 4. 4 is where his lawyer starts to re-cross examine, so we'll get to that later.
So right now we're just dealing with the Amber Heard's barrister, I believe is what it's referred to as, Miss Wass. And she is opening up good and hard on him. They are really, as a overview so far from what I've read on days 1 through 3, they are really hitting home on his drug use and habitual drug use, his tendency towards violent outbursts, and how he pretty much gets what he wants when he asks for it.
Yeah, and his, like complete just disregard or lack of knowledge for what anything cost or like the consequences, really.
Yeah,
like he's in some kind of weird bubble. I mean, I guess when you're Johnny Depp, you're always going to be in a bubble.
I mean,
you get it's a bad bubble.
Yeah, you get surrounded by people who won't tell you no. And that's what it seems. And those who did tell him no didn't stick around. So I got some day one notes that I wrote down. Yeah, so the very beginning, I put page 31, day one. Yeah, he defines not engaging with conversation. She's like, you aren't engaging in conversation? And he's like, well, I would say I left the room. That's not, yeah, okay. So is that a yes? No, I did not. I mean, like, what? What? Yeah. Looks like she might have got him set up on a perjury trap for, which is something, I don't know if they have the same deal over there in the UK. When she asked him about ketamine, about Special K, because it seemed like she had some sort of proof he had taken.
Yeah, because he's like, never. And she's never. Like, are you sure?
You sure about that?
Yeah. Okay. And also, like, on 1 through 3, like, she brought up a couple times about him hanging out with Manson. And he straight up said 2 times. First time, and the next time he's like 2 or 3. And she's like, well, you know, what is it? Like, you seem to not be able to recall dates or, like, a lot of stuff. But, and then, like, oh my god, the whole blackout denial. That's the best thing. He, like, straight up, when she's like, did you have blackouts? And he's like, no. And then he described what a blackout was.
He keeps defining what they are telling him he has done.
He's like, no, I didn't do it. This is what happened. Like, that's the blackout, bro.
That's what, okay.
When you only remember pieces of the night.
It's a blackout.
And when you're fucking sleeping on the floor, like, and whatnot. It's like, that's not, like, he said he was sleeping on the floor of his plane in the bathroom, as he'd done a couple of times before, to, like, just kind of avoid arguments.
So he's just, oh, okay, so he wasn't passed out from drugs.
No. It definitely never passed out. He was always just sleeping whenever, you know, stuff went down.
Because it looked like he was hugging a toilet. It looked like he passed out vomiting.
I did not see the picture.
It looked like he was laid out. So it looked like, I mean, maybe if it that would explain why he was, maybe it was so confined. It's an airplane bathroom. Maybe that's why he was hugging the toilet.
It's his airplane bathroom.
It's his choice to have a small bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Page 101, day one. Not everyone's choice for breakfast. A mega pint.
Yeah.
But that was part of his breakfast routine. Was a mega pint of wine.
Like, he wasn't drinking spirits. Trying not to.
I wonder if he had, like, only one red of those, wine. One of those novelty glasses. The ones that, like, screw, that you, like, push in as a cork. on a bottle of wine when it, like, grab fills. So, like, the glass is always full, but you're just holding a bottle of wine that you're drinking out of a glass top.
I don't know. He's so tiny. Could he hold it up?
I mean, the weight of that vodka bottle exploded his finger, so I don't know if he alleges Amber Heard has super strength, that she was able to whip that bottle so hard that it exploded his finger when it hit him between the countertop.
Like, I don't... Yeah. No, it seems unlikely.
I said, like, as I was mentioning to you off mic, I think he reflexively tried to catch the bottle, thus putting his hand in between a marble countertop and a giant vodka bottle.
Yeah, plus you're bringing momentum against momentum that's already coming.
In a hard place.
Yeah.
And like, whap, it shatters onto your hand.
It's like a fucking car crashing into a wall, like...
They did bring up a good point. There was no glass fragments pulled out of his hand.
Yeah. There was no glass to be seen anywhere, as far as they could tell.
I don't know if that... Now, maybe the bottle didn't break like he said. Maybe it just mushed his hand so good that it, like, obliterated the tip of his finger. And then he,
like, started...
Like a hammer
freaking
blow.
Out or whatever. He made it worse.
Maybe.
I mean, it definitely didn't make it better. Like... I don't know, pro tip, even though this hasn't happened to me...
Get to a hospital.
If your finger gets fucked up, don't, like, use the blood and then start dipping in paint to make graffiti all over the place.
Real pro tip, I had a chainsaw touch my finger about 3 or 4 years ago now. When it happened, I turned the chainsaw off, I put it down, and I looked at my boss, and I was like, we need to go to a hospital right away. It's time to go.
I mean, also, you weren't on, like, a million drugs.
No, I was not. Not while operating a chainsaw.
I hope not. Oh, my God. You just fucking see Johnny Depp in his house with a chainsaw.
Cocaine.
Yeah, man. Johnny Depp, I'm pitching a reality show. It's just going to be you in different room setups, and you get a different item to, like, destroy the room each time.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Right. You get to break stuff in rooms. It's a Netflix series.
Johnny you're not Depp a violent person, stuff. You just have violent moments.
Yeah, you get to get those out in a room filled with your ex's stuff. Looks a lot like her stuff. You might not know the difference when you're on drugs.
Probably not. Ooh, he goes into the room and then he gets dusted, like Logan's Run style, and then they wait for it to kick in, and then, like...
Then they just throw one of the dust bombs up into the ceiling at him.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it's not. Not exactly. It's probably not going to be feel good drugs because you want them to start smashing that stuff good. But
is Scarecrow running this game?
No, I mean, it's nice and soft, too. It's kind of padded. I don't know because he can't hurt himself. I don't know. Maybe the show's not going to work out. I'm sorry, Johnny.
So, day one, page 137. The justice has to explain what Miss Wass's job is. When Depp gets all uppity about her, like, you're just arguing based on what someone else has told you. And like, the judge is like, yes.
That's literally her job, Mr. Depp.
That's what she does.
She's like, based on that. Like, having to be like, this is not personal. Yeah, like, oh my God. I don't know if, like, Johnny Depp thinks he's in a movie or something. He's, but, like, defensive the whole time.
He knows. I think it's because he's being. He knows he's being recorded visually, at least to them in that manner. He's also audio. It might be out there now. Not obviously, you know. But it's the idea that he is performing.
He is there because, like,
and he is like.
When you check out page 4, you'll know because when he's talking with his lawyer and stuff, it's long. Like I would say, coached. Responses back to everything that he's saying. It's like it becomes little paragraphs of stuff instead of did you no I did not no you're a liar, you know, basically like how he was with her, or be like, well, no, I wouldn't say that is that, this is technically this.
No, semantics. But thank you for setting me up to explain the wording I would use for that, and then he does and it's the same wording, or it's essentially he's the one arguing semantics. Not them.
Yeah. Exactly. That's he's just been like that doing be ridiculous shit.
You mean your semantics. You choose for it not to mean what it means. Bill Clinton.
Also, if you want a drinking game with transcripts, so you may not get through it. Just anytime he says, "I do not recall," take a drink.
Yeah.
He doesn't recall a lot, but apparently he has a great memory.
I'd say from, it's a hard scale. He hasn't hit the full Jeff Sessions, I'd say. It's not 2/3 of the questions are "I don't recall." 1/3 is "I don't recall." And I'd say almost the rest are him redefining what they just asked him. And occasionally saying yes.
Or he'll start, like, elaborating on, actually, there was a bottle in the, which he gets to explain later on. Wait for page 4, about the bottle of whiskey he had that was in his fridge that she would always have a shot waiting for him when he got home or whatever and stuff like that. Which I am sure is part of their defense of she wasn't helping him be sober if there was always a shot waiting for him. Even, like, regardless, it was like old school 50s thing. Like, whenever you get home, even if I'm asleep, there's going to be that shot of whiskey waiting for you. So that's what they've started on their side.
Trying to say that she was the bad influence.
In the whole thing, like, in the beginning with Wass, he continuously tries to, like, put more stuff in and elaborate when he doesn't need to.
Yeah, my main sneak preview of their defense from what when his guy, Stewart, I don't remember his name.
Sherborne.
There you go. When Sherborne pipes in.
Not sure about the pronunciation, but.
Occasionally would pipe in, it would sound very much along the lines of them trying to set up some sort of slut, let's shame her, and she was doing the same amount of drugs, so it's her fault, like, which makes no sense.
Just from the, like, when she was talking to him, he's like, no, she wasn't. When Heard's lawyer was talking to Duff, he's like, no, she wasn't fully supportive because you stop doing what you're doing and stuff if you wanted to, like, so no one can ever have fun around you? Like, the person you're with is supposed to be sober forever in order for you to get sober?
Yeah.
I mean, you can find that person, but I don't think you're going to find that person probably an actor or actress that isn't, like, crazy white right wing.
Yeah. I think... as well on the, that's a little more day for it, and this is speculation, but if he's been, like they've said in day 1 through 3, surrounded by people who won't tell him no, and that he throws a big hissy fit when they do tell him no, and that he turns into the monster, or a savage, in his own words, when they do confront him over things, so much so that he'll then remove himself from them confronting him over his actions, which is all what he has said in the transcripts, then, yeah, kind of makes, like, sense that she would have a shot waiting for him, because if she forgets, he's gonna bitch about it. If she tells him, no, you can't have some alcohol, he's going to drink the bottle out of spite type of thing. I'm a grown-ass man. I can do what I want. No one's in charge of me, as he was texting his guy that gets him drugs. As he they have the texts of him, like, being, me, I'm a big boy drug dealer, send me coke. I'm a big boy. Also, send some ecstasy. I chopped my finger off.
It's real bad, man, I don't want to feel it. So, it's like, maybe you should at least get it looked at before you start, like, then do some coke.
So, like, they got the texts of him, like, getting the drugs, of him choosing to do all these things. They have all the testimony of him being a little bitch whenever he's even slightly jittery from withdrawal.
Yeah, his addiction to Roxy's, which is the generic oxycodone.
If they're telling him you can't have any of these drugs, and he's saying, well, then I'm going to drink, which he's saying isn't what happened. He's saying, that never happened. I wasn't drinking. But now it seems like day 4, they're saying, she had booze waiting for me. And say, well, did you throw it out? And he drank it. So then what about in day 1, 2, and 3, where you were saying you weren't drinking during these times?
And it'll all be on, like, I don't recall, or it'd be like, oh, my bad, that's when I wasn't just in spirits, not just wine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, he doesn't, he keeps trying to change the wording to be like, well, it was wine. Wine's not the same as drinking, and like that. And it's like, dude, you're killing a bottle of wine. more wine than ever. And then you're like, well, I stopped drinking for a while. Okay, well, when was that exactly? I can't recall. You can't recall the timeline of when you were sober? How are you going to recall, like, the timeline when you weren't sober?
Dude, there's like, no, his timeline is horrible. Like.
But his argument is that he has perfect memory about not beating her.
And that he didn't black out, even though he had.
And that he's not lying.
And that this is all a hoax. That, like, I guess at a certain date, she started preparing every one of these pieces of fakeness and corroborating with. I mean, maybe. Maybe. I mean, that's easy enough when you're a fucking, like, mess. Like, just a hot mess. Yeah, it's easy for someone to secretly record you and film you and start being like, you know what? Fucking fuck this. Maybe she just got hit once, and that was enough for her to be like, no, fuck this guy. Like, he is going down. But I'm gonna, you know, take a little more time to, like.
Maybe it was violent action, breaking stuff. Getting bowing up at her, threatening violence, making her perceive that it was going to be directed at her next. That is enough to, yeah, set someone's walls up. So if he then hit her even just once, she was already anticipating, retaliating to your attack. Now, if they can prove that she was beaten on him before he ever hit her, which is what it sounds like he's trying to set up, the idea that he only got physically violent. He says this in day three, not physically violent, that he only ever got, like, he keeps phrasing things in ways that essentially mean physically violent or something. You know, they mean the thing, you know. But he's like, to defend myself.
Yeah, on the tape, though, it says you headbutt. She was like, you headbutted me, and shit like that.
Yeah, and he's going to be attempting to somehow claim that she started these altercations. Oh, yeah. that's made him feel threatened, and then he had to attack her. That's why her lawyers opened up on day one with being like, are these pictures of you and her standing next to each other? Would you say that she's smaller than you? Would you say that you are more imposing than her? Would you say that she is relatively weaker than you physically? And he's like, yeah, of course, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a big man. Yeah, of course. You know what I mean?
And even though you're not a big man, still most men are bigger than
women. But under oath, she just got you to be like, yeah. So later on, when he tries to be like, she was assaulting me, and I felt so threatened and scared that I had to defend myself and headbutt her. Or hit her, or start slapping her around. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite parts of it. Like, I guess it could happen. He won't be able to.
Yeah, they'll just be able to bring up the first thing of, like, yeah, but you said all this. Like, what changed? Are you a frail old man now? Like, what's your defense now? That, like, you were beating on her. Oh, there's no witnesses to any of these beatings.
Weinsteined him up and had him come with, like, a fucking walker. Right. Or, like, in a wheelchair.
Well, if he could have come physically to court, he probably would have. I'm pretty sure it's Zoomed.
No, there's court.
Oh, did they go physical?
There's at least them walking in and out of courts at things. He has fans waiting outside for the 8 hours or whatever that he's inside and stuff. Like, ones that are still there. Which I think is fucking creepy as hell.
His PR team probably got it worked out.
Maybe.
Sounds like it.
It's still creeping.
In day three, they talk about how him and his PR team, including his managers and studio and everybody, got together and tried to hash out a lie as to how his finger got hurt. Including his security team. Everyone was in on the lie. Everyone was willing to lie to doctors and police about what happened to his finger in that hotel room. And they were all coordinated to come up with that lie. And they fed him the lie. And then he wasn't a good enough actor and didn't sell the lie to a doctor. But he was, I guess, able to convince the doctor to just put it down as unknown reason. He had worked with his team to set all that up. So that is not good shit that he admitted to. He's willing to, like, completely create a hoax of his own.
He tried to put in the thing of, well, I was trying to protect her and everything. It's like,
he's trying to protect himself.
But why?
He didn't want to admit that in a drunken, drugged up brawl with his wife, the tip of his finger got obliterated by a vodka bottle. No one wants to admit that when you're in the middle of shooting something. Especially when you're telling everyone you don't drink while you shoot. Because that's what he said as well. I don't drink when I'm...
on the
like,
job.
Well, don't... And he's like, well, you know... well, then he made it to, like... Then he admitted to drinking on the job, and then it's like...
I think he admitted to, like, smoking weed a little bit and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's admitted to everything.
So, like... Giving well, I mean, on the job as well. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's the best one.
Is that day two? No, that was day one. End of day one, he starts talking about how he gave his kid weed.
Yeah, the...
They talked into it day two as well, though.
Yeah, she brought it up, and, like, basically... Supposedly, I don't know how you know this, that's, like, also, I think, too close of a level with your kid. Maybe it's good. But, like, basically, like, her being like, hey, I want to try weed, and there's some at this party. It's like, nah, don't do it. Come over, and I'll like, give you my weed. It's good. It's safe weed. People haven't laced with anything. It's like, no one laces weed anymore.
They ain't lacing weed no more, I mean, man. That... It's expensive.
And then also, like, how much weed did you give her? And then you're all, like, asking her how it was and stuff, but being like, don't be smoking too much and stuff. You just gave her a connection. You.
She's gonna get it from you, man. She's gonna steal it. Makes that old, trope. Where'd you get it, boy? I got it from you. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, man. Giving his kid weed because of an old man excuse of like that.
I mean, supposedly he talked it over with his wife and everything like that, so at least it was all a joint decision, but it's like, I don't know, you just give it to your kid. Maybe have a talk about safety of it and whatnot, but it,
you explain, I mean, to him that if they're going to be doing this, they need to be real safe. It's dangerous as fuck because, you know, you can really get in trouble for it when you're not privileged.
Yeah, but...
But when you're Johnny Depp's kid, you're not gonna... Exactly. It's not gonna ruin your career or your life, your college ambitions, or anything.
No, especially if it's just weed.
No. Like, but if... Well, how old was she at the time?
13.
So if at 13 I had been caught with weed...
Yeah, like...
Caught buying weed from someone, you'd ruin my life. You know what I mean? Like, they would hit me with every charge they could. I'd be suddenly known as the local drug dealer kid, even though I was the one buying it and not the one selling it. And then, like, I'd be profiled every time the police had a chance or to, like, deal with somebody that was near the school that might have had drug-related suspicions. They'd come talk to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But as a rich person, you don't have to worry about that.
So your dad's gonna give you, even, like in my town, probably, if I'd gotten caught, like, with weed or whatever, buying it or giving it or something like that, the cops probably would just taken it and be like, go home or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, straight up, thank God, my brother and I made a bunch of crank calls to different people about pretending to be this one guy because my brother could do his voice all right and he had, like, overtop southern accent, so I could kind of do it too. But people called in because they were afraid of the blow-up goats and a random powder that we were talking about sending them. So we had to go into the, like, police station. They're just like, don't ever do that again. Like, we're not going to tell your dad or anything like that. But no. Or, I don't know, probably around that age, maybe a little younger, 10, 11. Like,
yeah, they probably would have served the no-knock warrant on my house for that same, like, thing.
Beat down the door.
Oh, yeah, they probably would have thrown flashbangs into our house because we mentioned powder and goats. Blown up goats, powders.
No, I don't think. I think people were like making up the powder thing because we were establishing. Some people started to think the goats were real because they weren't getting them. We were like, no, they're inflatable because it's like some old people, and they're just like, what? No, don't send any damn goats to my house.
That was probably during like 2001, so we'd have been deemed terrorists. Because we're brown.
I know, it was terrible, but I swear to God, we weren't saying anything about, like, powders or bombs or shit. Like, they were misunderstanding shit. Just supposed to be sending them, like, porno mags and fucking blow up goats and whatnot, but some of them...
Bond goat?
No, like, the inflatable ones that you fuck. You know, like, shit like that.
That's pretty much what the James Bond goat looked like.
Okay.
old joke about the inflatable goat. Yeah, man, like, that privilege does protect you in those instances. And still, like, does. That's probably what I think is startling Johnny Depp so much, is that he's being, like, drugged through the mud when previously things were waved off, even with that doctor. Like, the doctor didn't work for him.
Yeah.
But he, instead of pushing harder on what happened as he was supposed to, he just marked down undetermined. At, like,
yeah, I'm sure he got paid some. Like, you something. Know it.
But it just seems like he has, Johnny Depp has a habit of covering up problems, making them appear to be something else. And he wasn't expecting her to have pictures. It's just too bad she doesn't have any hard pictures of him doing any of the stuff she's accusing him of.
Yeah.
Because apparently pictures of her with bruises and all that, he claims was done by someone else. It was all a plot.
I mean, arguably, you can put bruises on yourself and stuff.
Though. Yeah, you can get all marky mark about it and fear.
Yeah, for sure.
Pummeling her own chest.
I've made decent bruises with makeup and stuff back in the day. My friend Sarah and I used to. We could, like, make it look like fucking finger marks that were around your wrist. Like, all different kinds of shit. Like, it's not hard.
Yeah.
But, like, more like, instead of doing that shit, that's when you, like, put in police reports and whatnots and stuff like that. Like, she should have at least tried to make some kind of charges and backed off at least. Would have been better for her, but like, I'm not really rooting for either of them. Like, I want Johnny Depp to go down, but
if you've seen the machine that follows Johnny Depp and the amount of money that goes into making sure he looks publicly like he needs to look, what do you think was going to that worry of what they would do to her career and all the retribution can be enough to keep her from putting in her police report. Like, he's already, by all, like...
Did you get to the petition part? Where he had, like, texted some dude that he knew that he wanted, I don't think he, like, said which one it was, but I want her off that WB movie in Aquaman 2. And then all of a sudden, all these signatures pop out for a petition to get her out of a movie. Like, he's saying you don't have any influence, don't have any people and strings you can talk to, you fuck. People get blacklisted, basically, but it's like...
But you do. You
went after her.
Yeah, you're Johnny Depp. Like, Johnny Depp has that power. He doesn't want to admit it. He lives in a privileged bubble that he built, that he's reinforced by choosing who is and isn't around him so scrupulously and inscrupulously. Like, you choose to have ex-police officer around you that is willing to break the law for you. That's the guy you choose to be around. And you're like, oh, he's not willing to... You say, he's like, you're implying that he would be willing to break the law for me. Yeah, he's around knowing you're getting illegal drugs.
Right, like, everybody knows you're getting drugs. So at the very least, complicit in those crimes. And not even
just, like, weed. Oh, they got me some weed. Okay, well, the laws in that country might be there for a reason.
Like, weed and mushrooms.
Whatever. Not that crazy. Like, now, the fact that you're getting a hold of Oxycontins... Roxy's, Xanax, all these different opioids, dopamine, serotonin-inducing drugs that are prescription drugs. If you have a legal prescription, why are you getting so much more of them than you legally are supposed to be having? Because you're abusing them. Because you're eating them like candy. Or you're letting other people take your pills.
Yeah, of course. You don't want to party alone. Like, it's not meant for
partying. Like, it's meant to balance you out because you fucked up your body.
Yeah, but
he's partying.
Partying and have other people with you, because for those people that aren't taking them all the time and stuff, yeah, you can have fun on, you know, certain of the pills.
And for him, he needs to take more.
Yeah, so that he builds up a tolerance.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the biggest things that, like, even if I did really like pills, that I fucking hate. You just have to up it and up it, and it gets, like, so fucking dangerous, whereas, like, at least with weed, it's like you just have to, like, maybe get a stronger strain or, like, really...
A lot of those drugs are like wax wings. You know what I mean? You soar and soar and soar until them suckers burn off and can't hold you up no more.
I know. I don't want that.
And then the crash is nasty. You're stuck in an ocean of madness.
Well, dude, that's another thing, like, why I've continuously stayed away from even trying coke. heard that coming down is a bitch.
Well, yeah, your body goes back to balance and you suddenly are depressed.
Yeah, but, like, everything has a different kind of, like, weed, I would say, has a very kind of, there's a come down to it, but it's not, like, really that bad.
Yeah, they're going to get him on the drugs. He has shown that he is a drug addict. He's admitted that he's a drug addict. He has a problem with admitting that he has a problem with his prescription drugs.
Yeah, he only owns up to the Roxys, that he was addicted to them and tried to kick them. And I don't know if he has.
No, it sounds like he just simply detoxed.
He did a week or something, maybe.
He attempted to get his tolerance down. He did a detox, got it out of his system.
Tolerance break.
Yeah. So it's what it sounds like. And it sounds like he's still on them because he needs them, because his body cannot produce the things that they provide anymore. He's chemically dependent on them. It's his choice to, like, have abused
drugs. It's not my fault. You, like, Hitler'd yourself up in that sense.
Yeah, he took so many different drugs that it, like, screwed your body up.
And then you're just like, skimmy. I'm sure he's one of those people that will just pop, like, anything he's given.
Probably back in the day. Who knows what he does now? Like, he might be a lot more cautious now about the particular drugs he's taking. Sounds like it. But he takes a lot of them. It also sounds like it.
I mean, I guess you narrow it down to your drugs of choice eventually.
I mean, he's trying to find the Keith Richards cocktail that turns into a philosopher's stone. You know what I mean? It's going to produce some sort of weird elixir that keeps me alive forever while looking like a freaking Muppet.
Yeah, Johnny Depp's people, if you're listening, I could do him a definitely visual makeover. Y'all need to do help with the rest. Like, I could maybe make him look like a respectable man of 60. Yeah, he's already there. Just need to admit it, Johnny Depp. You're fucking almost 60, and you need to stop with the floppity hair and the scarves and the whole, like, I'm a rocker, whatnot. Like, I know you have a band, but that doesn't...
He has a band?
Yeah.
I know he was talking about playing. I thought he showed up to play some with Manson.
No, he's got people that play with him and shit like that. Like, he does music, I guess, but I've never even heard him sing. So...
Is he singing in a British accent?
I don't know. Oh my god. the British accent, if y'all haven't heard... and the cut me thing was there. But also, what I found fascinating was during, there's supposed to be this cupboard video. I hope I can find it. It's just him, like, all frantically going through cupboards while having, like, this large glass of wine. And then, I guess, figuring out that Amber was filming him and then, like, getting even more angry about it. But they're trying to say it was 2016. And he argues, because of his hair... And how the fact that he's wearing a cowboy hat, it was 2013 when he's filming The Lone Ranger, because that was the aesthetic he had going. Because he was filming that character at the time.
He was in brown face in that movie.
Well, I'm assuming he didn't have fucking.
He wasn't in Tonto. He wasn't in full Tontos.
He just still had the longer hair and the cowboy hat. The hat or whatever.
Right on.
But yeah, I was just like. It's, like, kind of hilarious because it's, like, clear that he has no sense of self at all. Like, he's just always putting on some type of character, like, image. Like, who the fuck are you, man? Like, maybe if you figured that out, you wouldn't be, like, fucking down in all these drugs.
I think the thing, he doesn't know who the hell he is. He doesn't want it, I don't think. If he did, he'd be looking. I think what he wants... Like I've said, is to be a Pokemon evolution of Keith Richards.
I mean, I think he's on his way.
Keith Richards had the benefit of there not being camera phones. Smartphones, man. Good luck being the bad boy, whatever you want, when there's smartphones. Someone's gonna catch you looking like a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, all he needs to do is he's gotta get one younger. One that's not as famous.
Yeah, that way they can put his drunk ass on TikTok. Get a younger one. They'll put you on TikTok.
Oh, no. Because what he did, the biggest fuck up reading through this whole thing is, he brought up, and I think multiple times, because he says that, like, she got really upset about it, which, that's how to avoid it. prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. Mm-hmm.
Didn't sign either.
No, because they were never made up, as far as I can tell. They were discussed and then disappeared. So it's like, bro, you didn't put your foot down. That's one of the biggest things. Like, if you want the prenup or the postnup, you gotta make it happen. Yeah. And then
day three, after he had gotten his finger smashed off by the sounds of it and looks of it, he had called someone up to essentially tell him, like, cancel the paperwork that we were going to have her sign for that, and instead start looking into a annulment. So it's like, yeah, he's just... And that was also when they were like, that would have been a perfect chance to mention to them that, like, she had just taken your finger off.
Yeah, to anybody, to these close personal people, including Paul Bettany, your great friend...
Who hates her.
That you're just like, yeah, who does not like Amber Heard. You just, like, text him saying... Under the bus,
Paul Bettany's like, I never liked her.
Cut my finger, as one does, Jay.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, bro, like, straight up, that sounds like you were just being, like, on the level. Like, I fucked up, even if it was that indirect, like you're saying, kind of catch,
smash thing. Something.
In the end, you moved and reacted to it.
You took responsibility for it.
Yeah. And, I mean, even so, it probably is your fault. Because if you wouldn't have reacted, your finger would still be there.
If you hadn't tried to catch that bottle, like, it still had some in it.
Yeah.
It's expensive!
We'll do it right now.
That's my last bottle!
Ah! Oh my god. Ugh. Does someone know how to make, like, sugar bottles or something so we can, sugar, like, fucking do a reenactment of this and have it all shatter and be like, ah! Without, like, actual dangerous glass?
Definitely want to do a reenactment.
I would love to, yeah. It's a little bit of splashing around, and he's just like, his eyes are going to it like fucking Henry Fonda in a card game. Like, yeah, I definitely believe it. Dude, come after me, Johnny Depp Spiegel. I fucking dare you.
Right, we're here. We ain't doing done now.
I am poor as fuck, and like, I will say as much as I think. It's all on the
record.
Once it gets over to Amber Heard's part two, I'll start ripping her apart.
We are going to be looking at both of them. I'm really interested to see when we get to her questioning, so we can hear their defense, what exactly their argument is, because this is all supposed to be about lies. They told lies, we're lying, and they need to prove she's wrong. They need to prove that she is lying.
They need to prove that the son is wrong. Yes. It is the son.
But they are not going after the son in court so far. How are they? I haven't heard them talk about them at all.
Well, no, they haven't mentioned it because that's the underlying thing. But she's part of it. She has to be a witness. Because
she was the source.
Yeah.
So they're going after the source in a lawsuit against the paper to say that.
Well, to set up for the libel. She lied. Trial coming directly against her.
Which is crazy that they're putting in so much legwork for another trial inside this trial.
Well, they got it. I think
they're gonna lose this one, and they know it.
Well, they're gonna, like, the real thing is, and what I'd love to know, I'm sure it's not gonna get released, or maybe it's somewhere. If it's in the reading where I missed it, somebody tell me, how did Johnny Depp randomly lose that $750 million?
Young, he even knows.
Yeah. How do you just... And yeah, of course it's going to put you in a bad mood.
Poof. It was just gone.
But like, how? Why? Like, what? How? That's one of the things where I'm just like... And they just like kind of gloss over it too. And I don't like try to get into it about like what happened to it. That it was just gone. So it affected his mood and him being all like... Me, but like, whoa, that's a lot of money. I could use $750.
Just poof. Yeah, my guess is it's all the times he told people to handle it and didn't ask for the bill.
It's a lot of times.
Maybe it's hidden money, but never actually went missing.
Yeah, it's true.
Maybe it's bribes.
He's doing some acting then. Enacting that he was like really devastated.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it's bribes. Maybe it's money you use to pay for certain people you don't talk about. That's a lot of money. but you have a whole network of lies you need to maintain.
I would say his
hotel rooms,
history houses, of escalation. Yeah. Because, like, the damage got more, and, like, I don't know if you got to the Ellen Barkin part.
How many people every year does he pay on the slot, on the side, on secret? Because you agreed, like, in the 80s to pay him.
Oh, well, who knows, man?
You
know, like,
you agreed to pay them off, and you're still paying them off. That's all alleged and speculation. But when you're doing things like he's been doing with a security team that's willing to lie to the police and doctors for you, you're probably going to have a couple people that you're paying off.
Yeah, if you did, like, he also said that he had, like, a team of, like, 15 or 20 people. It's a paying lot all of those. People. It's a big staff, like.
And they just do everything for you, and you don't ever ask the bill. Yeah, all that money went missing. You also just demand that all the best wine appear at your house. What do you think all that shit costs?
At her birthday, there were Magnum bottles instead of just regular size. And he was like, yeah, well, you have to for parties with 12 or more. And there was only 12 people at the party, and I was like, I would love to just, like, see the list of, like, their party, like, but no one ever does that anymore. And they wouldn't let anyone see, but I'd love to see, like, a shopping list for, like, some fucking deal like that. All the stuff that he got. I mean, I know it's her 30th birthday, but, like, I don't know. I don't know how much wine 12 people need. When I really doubt that any of them weighed more over 200, more than 200 pounds.
Right, they're all tiny people drinking giant glasses of wine. Like mega pints.
Someone that doesn't drink any wine anymore, because I don't really like the taste. Plus, I, you know, it often ends with me, like, crawling on the floor or something. Like, woo.
Johnny Depping your way into a restroom.
That wine hits hard, man. I don't know if it affects other people like it affects me, but it is not good for me. Like, no.
Any other thoughts on day 1 through 3?
I mean, they went over all the big things that, like, the news is putting out, like, pretty much, like, all the altercation and stuff. They did, like, confirm that he wrote P over Re on the signature of her ex's painting and stuff, but, like, he denies that he was gonna, like, try to set fire to it and did it. But at the same time, like, there's just, like, stuff where it's, like, you knew it never worked because you asked her to not have the painting, like, in y'all's place or whatever and stuff. And she's like, no, it's gonna be here.
Like, why my so exes, jealous over a painting?
I don't know, because I guess it just every time he saw it, maybe thought of her.
It's just a painting of her ex, like, jealousy. All, like, Titanic style, nude on the couch. Like,
that's the thing, it shows the signature. I don't know if I've seen what the subject matter of the painting is or, like, it itself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But yeah, it's all supposed to be part of his, like, her. Super jealousy.
And holding her hair and shit. He's like, I don't like seeing that painting of him reaming you. Fuck you, it's staying. I look great in that painting.
But yeah, it's like, apparently, like, he was always accusing her of having affairs with her.
Everyone.
That ex, yeah. James Franco, everyone. Elon Musk.
You know, a guy that was dying?
Apparently Elon Musk and her had a threesome with Cara Delevingne.
Oh, snap. But
yeah, I want to see that video. Proof, right. People.
Proof that Elon Musk's wig can barely stay on.
He got a good hair job, I think. Yeah,
we're going to have a
good
whole segment.
Or whatever.
That we're going to do called Good or Bad Hair Jobs.
Great hair job. He got straight a good up, one. Like, he did. Obviously, I wouldn't say he's, like,
he
good looking.
He got a McConaughey level
like
hair job.
Like a crazy alien, which is what he looked like before, especially with that hair going back. Like, it was just,
yeah,
it was not helping his face. Like, some, I don't know, for specific head, like, shapes and whatnot, and stuff, bald can, like, really make you look scary.
Like Bezos. Jeff Bezos, he,
can you imagine him with hair, though?
Yeah.
I've never seen him with hair.
I think he's seen him just fine with hair.
Like, with the just shaved off and, like, that seems like better than.
But he also got all muscular, which just makes you look like Mr. Clean's, like, roided up cousin. Like, older, bald, and muscular don't look that great together. Younger, bald, and muscular, it depends on, like, the shape of your head.
Right.
Some people can pull it off.
I will, like, I'll put, like, Mitch Pileggi up there and can still pull off, because he hasn't shaved his head. bully, I don't think. In some things, he has.
Yeah, he was also one of the few people that could pull off a captain's cut.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Because, like that, like I've said.
Him and Patrick Stewart, for sure, on the captain cut.
My hair is thinning here in the front. I've got this, you know, light patch in the forest going on.
And maybe like, you could do like a Fonda or something.
Right, let it go. Let just put it over to the crazy. One side. Like, change my part.
Like it or whatever. Yeah, you like begin the comb part over. Or whatever. It's not a comb over. That it's is like a style.
I said begin the comb over. When you change your part to cover the like thin patch in your hair, that's the beginning of a comb over.
Well, I mean, there's that or a hairpiece.
That's like so that's like the. I have the high ground moment where you being like, I don't care, as you like comb it over. And you're like, okay, well, it's not that bad. And like cut to 10 years later and it's all combed over.
I mean, kind of watching that Bell Book and Candle with Jack Lemmon in it, I was like, man, did he ever really appear? Not like it was that it was super going or anything, but it was like getting that like line of the go back.
He was like, that was considered pretty classic of a cut also back then.
Yeah, yeah. Like, straight up, I kind of wish that would be a little more acceptable.
About your receding hairlines.
Like, yeah, just, like, there are some people still, like, Daniel Day-Lewis, his hasn't gone back that far and stuff, that have, like, I'd say classy cuts to go with how their hair is going back.
But we also know a lot of people are wearing wigs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for sure.
So.
Watching Watchmen, I am very questionable about, sorry, Jeremy Irons, your hair, because it's always, like, so full and luscious and shit, like, continuously, so and he's really getting up there. Yeah, I kind of wonder if he's got, like...
I hope he did. I hope they did give him a wig to change his, make his hair color.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Instead of, like, burning that poor man's hair out.
I hope. And that blonde, the super blonde one where he does, like, the whole Reagan speech, that's got to be a wig, because otherwise, like, you've destroyed your hair. But yeah, because I'm like sitting there the whole time, I'm like, his hair's so sandy, it's so light. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, former blonde, gotcha, that's how it would gray and everything. It's good job, wig people and stuff.
If it is a wig.
Or
wigception.
The first one is definitely, the flashback, that is a wig. The current hair that is on him could just be like a good dye job with hair pieces and stuff, but it could be a full-on wig.
Never know. There's... Like or supplemental.
It's, like, so thick.
Like, just, like, Bogart would wear.
Yeah.
Which is a supplemental wig, where it's just the top piece as opposed to a full wig.
Yeah, same with Jimmy Stewart. His was for the front part of it. That's what I mean. It just kind of became that little strip.
Not quite the Vegeta, but, like, where that minor rounding on the temple, like, pullback, that sometimes was just because they had a wig on. And the wig covered a part... And then they'd style it so that it would look natural with that recede. By admitting some receding in the hair, you're more likely to accept that the wig is real.
Yeah, no, I think whoever supposedly did...
Supposedly like a hard, obvious line that's
Jimmy
like,
Stewart's as well, because, like I'd read, they keep the coloring the same as his. They'd let it gray and, like, match it up for it. So instead, you know, just, like, you see where the little strip is kind of... But,
the
like,
reason why Bogart was banging his wig maker.
Well, I mean...
She had to have been doing a good job. He needed to keep her around.
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, like, I think it does...
Besides the fact that he just seemed to love to cheat on his wives.
Yeah.
They all did.
It's fucking rough, because, like, oh my god, Lauren Bacall... Especially, you had her in the youngest... She was... Not to criticize her when she gets older or anything. You had her in the fucking in her prime and of you were, her like, cheating on life. Her. And you were still, like, getting stuff on the side. But, I mean... It seems like a lot of people during that day, that's just what you fucking did. And people were cool with it. Like,
so next time, we'll be discussing days 4 and up to wherever we've managed to tear through at that point. But, yeah, we're going to be going ahead and covering through the multiple-day transcripts that are out there. The what date was the verdict?
Oh, I didn't get a specific date. In September, they're supposed to. I'll try to find
So we're going to be leading up to that as we knock it out. So this has been Tabloid Tarot. You can find us on Instagram, tabloid_tarot. You can find us on Spotify, Google Play, all of them. pretty much are all out there. If we're not out there, there's more than likely a way you can request it. So go ahead, like, follow, do all the yada yadas, and tell your friends, man. If you enjoy any of what we got going on or just found us, share us around. It's the beauty of podcasts. Maybe make one of your own. I've been Ruben.
Tuesday.
See you next time.